Today's podcast is brought to you by Global Cash Card, the proven specialist in pay card solutions. To find out more, go to globalcashcard.com. Once again, that's globalcashcard.com. From Raleigh, North Carolina, it's The Lost Podcast with Jay and Jack. A podcast dedicated to the show Lost on ABC. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. Hello and welcome to The Lost Podcast with Jay and Jack. My name is Jay.
And I'm what they died for.
And welcome to the Friday edition of The Lost Podcast. How are you doing, Jack?
I'm doing better than I was the other day.
What was wrong with the other day?
I've come to grips that it's going to end. That it's over, it's going to end. That Jacob had all these people killed for no reason.
He did. It was for a reason.
I'm cool with it now. I get it.
The episode was titled What They Died For. Did you not get what they died for?
I get what some died for, but others just died.
But the thing is, though, is if he didn't try and bring these people here, everybody would have died in the world.
I don't think that's what it is. I think just the people that tried to stop Man in Black would have died. Not the whole world would not have ended. Just the people that would have tried to stop him.
Well,
because like Widmore said, the people you know and love would cease to exist.
Exactly. So that's everybody that can spread out everywhere.
No, it's just, come on. No, it's just the people that were, I think he was just going to hold a grudge against the people that tried to stop him.
No, I think it's global. I think
I don't think it's global.
Well,
I disagree that it was global.
All right. Okay.
And we can go on and on if he did the right or wrong. I still think it was a little.
Well, you've been a Jacob hater for a long time.
Not a Jacob hater. I think that, you know, looking back on it, are the ones that, why don't we get into it later on?
All right. So we have Lost in Review. Next on Lost,
the
Mr.
TV
Feedback.
Show.
And Listener Theory of the Week. We'll have the last next on Lost.
Is it the last time we have to do the song?
No, I'm sure we'll use it for like the rewatch and stuff like that.
Then you could have cheered me up, and now you've just dashed my dreams.
So we have a lot to get into, Jack. So what do you say we do it? But first, we said let's get into the guest stars that we're going to have at the thing, our party on Saturday, Sunday.
And people keep asking.
Mm-hmm.
There is no set schedule.
Hopefully, we're recording this one in chunks, so hopefully by the time this episode ends...
Well, even then, there's not going to be... We're not making a guarantee.
But it starts at 5 o'clock.
If you want to see these certain actors, be in your seat at 5 o'clock to guarantee that you will see them. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to say this one's going to be on at 5:30, this one's going to be on at 6, just to cut back on the emails. And plus, I'm going... As of today, I'm not probably be answering any more emails.
Okay.
And today... Today meaning Wednesday.
Yes.
Because people are
when you find this out 2 days from now.
Because people are sending spoilers.
Yeah,
there's small ones, but there's ones that I don't want to see,
mm-hmm.
and it's kind of like, wish you wouldn't have sent that.
So here we go. Malcolm David Kelly, who plays Walt.
Walt, that's my son.
Michael Emerson, who plays Benjamin Linus.
Okay.
Andrea Gabrielle as Nadia.
Nadia.
Let's see here. Is it Busy Phillips?
Busy Phillips.
She plays Lori, Courtney Cox's assistant on Cougar Town, but she's on Dawson's Creek, ER.
She's been on a lot of this.
Probably knew her pretty well, so I guess it's more, you know, the girl type shows.
The trendy type thing. Well, I knew her from ER.
You did? Okay.
So what were you saying? I'm a girl?
Kinda. I think so.
ER was watched by both men and women alike.
Sterling Bowman as Young Ben, who plays Young Ben.
Young Ben.
MC Gainey as Tom Friendly.
Yeah, that's cool. We were excited about that one.
So we're going to have to make sure that Malcolm David Kelly and MC Gainey are on the same.
Yeah, I'm not.
What happens at the same time?
What happens if he comes out, I got to take the boy? Is he on his own? Because I saw what Sawyer did. Sawyer screwed up.
But Malcolm David Kelly's, I mean, he's a grown man now, so.
Yeah, but MC Gainey, still a big guy.
He is a big guy.
So,
big guy.
Malcolm, you're on your own.
L. Scott Caldwell, who plays Rose.
Rose.
Dharma Rose.
Dharma Rose.
That's exciting.
I was happy.
I think, I think you're the most excited about that one.
Well, she's been like my favorite character.
Mm-hmm. This one's surprising. Jennifer Carpenter from Dexter.
Really?
She plays Dexter's sister, and she's actually the actor who plays Dexter, Michael C. Hall's wife in real life.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Wonder if he'll be there.
I don't know. Romeo Brown from Dexter. Let's see here. Jasmine Lewis. Let's see.
Such a great Jasmine Bleeth from Baywatch.
You wish, right? Or is she, I don't know, is she still good looking now?
I don't know. She hasn't, what has she been in lately?
Mm-hmm.
Jail.
Phil, I don't watch the show, but Phil Parham, Biggest Loser season 6 winner.
I don't know. Didn't see it.
And Amy Parham. Oh, are these, Amy and Phil, that's the ones that they...
Are they the ones from Raleigh?
Oh, I thought these are the ones that like got together on the show or whatever. Well, they're going to be there. And so, yeah, so it should be a lot of fun. Those, the last actors that we said earlier, they're going to be there. They're going to be part of the
Are you upset because your MO is you've been labeled the Biggest Loser. So are you upset that someone stole your thunder?
Copyright infringement?
Yeah.
And there is more Lost actors that are confirmed, but we're not going to say them just yet.
No.
It might just have to be a surprise on
Saturday. Think Flaming Arrow.
Think Flaming Arrow. Think...
Think Drive Shaft.
Chew Baby Brother.
Yeah.
And think...
Angry, obnoxious guy that nobody likes.
Who okay, wait, makes that, a hold, secret map.
Hold, that's Jay. And he always keeps coming back to Jay.
He makes a secret map and blows his brains out into a hatch.
Yeah, at least that's what we've been told.
We'll let you guys do the rest of the work on that one. All right, Jack, you ready for some last in review?
Yes.
All right, here we go.
Each week there's one thing to do. It's none other than Lost in Review. We take a look back at last week's episode. It's Lost in Review.
All right, it's Lost in Review time.
Where we go deeper into the episode. Look for things that we may have missed the first time.
It's like when radio stations go deep cuts.
Yes.
Deep into the album.
That's right. We might even play the episode backwards to find out what they were really talking about.
All right, so...
why am I talking like this? I don't know.
So I actually got a chance to actually watch the episode again for a second time, which was nice.
I watched it for a second, and I liked it more the second time.
Did you not like it much the first time?
But I think I was just... It was a long day yesterday. I was a little stressed out.
Yeah.
And today I was a little more relaxed. I was at work, and nothing was going on. So I just popped on the computer and started watching it. In fact, someone came up and said, hold on a second, watching Lost.
Just a couple, interests or notes of interest. We forgot to say this, I think, but Daniel Rousseau said... we're going to kidnap you.
It was in one of my things.
Oh, was that one of your things? I'm sorry, did I steal your thunder there?
No, it's okay. I like when Danielle said to Ben, we'll insist, even if we have to kidnap you.
Exactly.
I didn't hear that the first time. Did not hear that.
I did, but I forgot to talk about
it. Was that a throwback to the island?
I think so. Nice little. But, it was nice to see their little relationship there. I don't know. I thought it was nice.
It is nice. Now, what if she remembers how bad Ben was to her?
That would be an awkward dinner conversation, right?
Let's say they get together.
Yes.
In the alternate world. This is how it's going to finally...
We only have 2.5 hours left for this to happen, but
okay,
yes.
But they get together. Mm-hmm. Well, they seem to be going in the right direction.
Okay.
Look, at this point, Ben doesn't have a lot of choices.
Okay.
He doesn't, does he?
But I think Daniel Rousseau is a beautiful woman.
Well, I'm so saying but like she is. Choice. No, I'm not saying it's a bad choice. She cleans up nicely. Okay, they get together and... everything's going good, and then she waits. Wait, you were the guy from the island? Don't you think she'd be a little upset?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Definitely. I was noticing something. Now, correct me if I'm wrong.
You're wrong.
But when Jack was sitting around, the campfire with Jacob.
Where were the marshmallows?
No, where was his tattoos? He didn't have any tattoos.
I didn't even notice
on
that.
His arms. Like, he was standing like this, like with his facing out, and there was no tattoos.
Now, did they take those off because you can't be a leader, you can't be the keeper of the island with tattoos? There's a strict code?
He has to wear long sleeves to work.
No piercings or anything like
so
that?
So I don't know if
it was... Because I don't see any tattoos on Jacob.
I don't know if it was maybe because they just, because he had him covered up for the flash sideways or something. And he just didn't uncover them, but it's probably a blooper. But I did notice it when I was watching it a second time.
Most of the time I look closely at Matthew Fox, and I didn't notice that.
And Alex compares Ben to Napoleon.
Right.
And the significant thing about Napoleon is that he was, he was beaten, and he was sent off.
Well, that was in their Dr. Linus episode also.
Yeah, he was sent off to an island. He was in prison, and... but then he actually escaped. He actually plotted his escape and returned and attacked the Gambit. But then eventually he lost and was put in exile forever until he died a few 9 years later, whatever it was. So I think that's, you know, we've talked about before, but that's significant for Ben, because in this episode, it seems like it Ben's does. Got his conniving back on the island.
I don't think he's get. I think he at this point doesn't care. I think he's.
But you made a point the last episode we did. He gave Miles the walkie talkie. He's planning something.
No, he's planning something, but I don't think he cares if he lives or dies.
Uh huh.
I think that whole Alex thing shook him up. You know, it came back to him that his daughter that he loved had died, and he saw the death and he caused the death basically by calling a bluff that, you know, Kimi didn't fall for.
Uh huh.
So I think he at this point he doesn't care if he lives or dies.
Yeah. Yeah.
He may turn out to be the hero of the whole show.
Mm-hmm. But I mean, and this has been kind of everybody's theory as well, but I definitely think he's planning something.
Oh, yeah.
But, you know, overall watching, I loved it. I think it sets up everything perfectly for the finale episode. I'm excited to see, you know, everyone at the concert. I think that's going to be awesome. And
wish I had a ticket.
And, and I'm excited. I'm excited to see, you know, the conclusion to whether or not... Smokey can be stopped.
Now, what happens if they all get together at the concert and it's going to be one song? Is it going to be You All, Everybody that brings... seriously, what song is going to... It's all going to click?
I think it's going to be that Chopin song.
You think so?
Mm-hmm.
And that's going to just... They're all going to look at each other and go across the room and across the aisles and...
Because David's performing at it.
Do we know that?
Because he said in the beginning, are you going to the concert?
Right.
Yeah, so... He's performing it. That's a song that he's played.
Now, what about Faraday? Is Faraday going to be
at the
concert?
Faraday, when he was playing, he played the same song as well, knows how to play it.
Hmm.
So, to me...
Dueling pianos?
I don't know about dueling pianos, but... So if,
have a little tip jar up there?
Yeah, I don't know. I think maybe that they'll use that song again.
You think
just maybe.
You think that's going to be the final scene we see in Lost?
No, I do not.
You don't think that'll be it?
Well, because I think they have to that wouldn't conclude the Flash sideways reality. Well,
they lived happily ever after. Now, what's with Anna Lucio? Do you think she got a raw deal? She's now a bad cop.
Well, but she's helping our Losties
for $125,000.
That's extra change in your pocket. You don't make much of a living being a cop. I kid. I'm not condoning.
Well,
crooked
say this.
Cops.
Say this about Anna Lucio. She let. Suspected murderer go.
Mm-hmm.
Saeed, who's killed a couple people.
Uh-huh.
Whether it's murder or self-defense, that would be decided in a court of law, and a guy that ran over someone in a wheelchair.
Mm.
So does that seem, going back, I mean, I know it's $125,000, but would you do it?
For $125,000? Hmm. I'll probably never be given that opportunity, so I'm just not going to say.
I'll say, no, I wouldn't do it.
Just the fact that he had the cash in your hand.
Just the fact that the guy that he's letting go ran over a guy in the wheelchair.
But maybe he explained why he did it.
You know, I was thinking more about Hurley. I think the reason he knows more and knows Anna Lucia is because he's been not hanging out with Desmond as much as he's been hanging out
with
Libby.
Yeah,
I thought
probably.
About that today. That he's been hanging out with Libby,
mm-hmm.
and she probably remembers Anna Lucia, obviously.
Yeah,
and so that's why it's coming back to him.
Yeah, exactly. And but it's cool to see, but not yet. When he said about Anna Lucia, it makes me wonder. There's only 2.5 hours left.
Is she gonna
not
die?
Yet? What? Well, how much more time does she have to figure this out?
Well, maybe he doesn't want her to figure it out.
I guess.
Maybe would you want Anna Lucia crashing your party?
I don't know. It's just it's tough right now to.
She wasn't a lot of fun on the island.
Yeah, I feel bad.
Wasn't she like a party pooper?
She was great on Avatar though.
Well, I haven't seen Avatar. Spoiler alert.
That's just, you know, me saying that. But, you know, I wonder. It's tough to say, and it's been tough this whole season, really knowing how much stock to put in the Flash sideways.
Right.
But I think there's going to be a big twist.
I think the Flash sideways is how it's going to end.
Mm-hmm.
I think they're going to...
The epilogue?
Well, I think that's what the whole thing's been going, that their lives were better because they met Jacob. Because Jacob brought them to the island. I have to admit, the people that are on the island... You know, Kate learned to love because and stay in one place because she raised Aaron.
Mm-hmm.
Sawyer learned to love because he met Juliet.
Mm-hmm.
Hurley, I guess he doesn't have bad luck anymore, but he's all the things.
That, well, he overcame.
He overcame his phobia of bad luck or whatever.
Yeah,
his curse. Mm-hmm. Jack, well, is Jack? Jack's still trying to fix things because he's trying to fix what happened on the.
Well, no, but I think he was able to actually sit back and let. other people, you know, be the leader.
Yeah, Jin and Sun conceived because of the island.
Mm-hmm.
So I can
and their relationship was rekindled, renewed,
right?
Because of them being on the island.
Of course they of course they died.
They died, but they died together and in love.
Yeah. Now the baby's being raised by a madman.
It's better than, like, you know, your wife dying and then you live on for like 30 years.
Well, if you don't like your wife.
But if you like your wife.
I'm kidding, of course. Of course. But I still, the whole daughter thing just bothers.
Oh, I know
it just
that
bothers part. Because I don't want to be raised by that madman. But
it does leave the door open for Sun, Kate Sun, to take another kid.
Oh, poor Kate. Man, some of the emails, people just got to back off Kate. Like I said, I see that part of the whole Jacob thing. I get that. Still not.
Like, for me, Jacob's explanation around the campfire was perfect. It hit all the points that I wanted to hear.
I think Jacob's backstory has left me, because last season we see a confident, cocky Jacob. When he's sitting there like, when he's going, you brought him here. He goes, yep, I did. He's just like, he's very, if you watch the scene, he's very cocky.
But he's cocky with confident. Man in Black.
Yeah.
And you remember, that's before he was actually killed by Man in Black.
True.
So I think, yeah.
It was a couple hundred years ago. It was 18 something, so.
Yeah, at least 150 some odd years.
Yeah, whatever it is. I'm not doing the math. But I noticed some other things in the episode.
Okay, what else did you notice?
Jay, you said this when we were watching. When they're pouring the cereal, the milk's in a glass pitcher.
Yeah, who has their milk like that anymore?
Now, obviously, if the milk in the glass is, if it's cold, it's much better than like in a plastic.
Well, you know what? There's this dairy place that went by our house. They actually have the milk in the glass bottles that you can get in the morning.
They sell that at Kroger's.
They do?
Yeah.
When I saw, I was like, wow, milk in a glass bottle.
Yeah. That's old-time milk. David looks like the young Tyler from V. If you look at him, he looks like a young... That maybe that's why I have a problem with him.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. Jack chose to take the role of Jacob just to kill Manilock.
I don't think so. I don't think...
If you go back to the scene where Jack is sewing up Kate with the germ-infested... needle and thread.
Uh-huh.
Kate says, we have to kill. Locke did this. We have to kill him. He goes, uh-huh. Yes. So I think that's when he decides. He's doing it to kill. I don't think he's doing it to be the protector. That's why he's not going to end up as the protector of the island. He's going to die killing Manilock.
I disagree.
Oh, you're wrong.
I disagree because...
You're crazy.
He was already... he was already kind of deciding to stay on the island. I think
it has to all... Because he doesn't... I mean,
I think he knows that's what has to be done. I agree there, but I don't think that's the only... I think he's already made up his mind about staying on the island.
Jack's a goner.
Okay.
I'm calling my shot.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right.
We'll be crying because Jack is dead, and all those Jack haters are like going, I was wrong. Whitmore tells Ben, as usual, I'm three steps ahead of you. Has Whitmore always been three steps ahead of Ben? Wasn't Whitmore kicked off the island and Ben stayed? Or was that Widmore's plan the whole time?
I don't know.
Well, if you're so cocky, as usual, I'm three steps ahead of you. Because that's my saying, be three steps ahead, not two steps behind.
Uh-huh.
Not my saying, but that's what I use.
Mm-hmm.
So if he was three steps ahead, how did he get thrown off? Did he want to be thrown off the island? Was that his game plan to end around and come back, let everything get destroyed, and then he came back? Well,
no.
then get shot?
Three times
he got shot with
him? I think it's just more like Widmore and Ben's... contempt for each other more than anything.
All right. Just seems like a cocky thing to say.
It is. I think that's more like
when you were thrown up, it's like losing a game or something like that, and you go, well, I'm still better than you.
Mm-hmm.
Well, no, you're not. You lost. Get over it. I like when Jacob told Jack, now you're like me, I thought Jack should have punched him.
Why?
Just because I just don't like Jacob. don't tell me. No way.
You're letting your feelings cloud your judgment.
I don't hate Jacob.
I don't know where I get where he's coming from completely.
Okay, so you're cool with this whole end game. So if the person you love the most in life had died on that island, you'd still been okay with what Jacob did.
But see, it's the same thing as like World War II. Sure, a lot of people died, but that was to stop Hitler from swarming over and controlling the globe.
I get that, but you can't say that people are wrong for being upset.
You can be upset, but I wouldn't say Jacob's wrong. I wouldn't say...
Would you be happy with Jacob if the person you loved the most was killed on that island?
if it was for the greater good, at least I would feel better that than he just died for nothing.
Would you be okay with that?
If I knew it was for the greater good, yes.
If they didn't choose to go to that island.
It was for the greater good, yeah.
Yeah? I'm going to still say no.
Like say, if you jumped on top of a grenade to save 10 people, I would be upset you were dead.
But I would
sleep better at night knowing that you did it out of honor and to save people's lives.
I get that, but that would be my choice to jump on that grenade.
And it was people's choices, a lot of choices to whatever happened to them on that island.
I still say originally that wasn't their choice to come to that island.
Then why would Jacob make such an emphasis on making sure it was their choice to take the job?
Why did he pick these people? Because in his words, they were losers.
No, not losers, but their life would be better by being on the island.
Did he have the right to pick them and come to that island? He was brought to that island. It wasn't his choice. His mother ended up on that island. But even then,
people made choices to get on that plane.
The way he
set it up. He tried to set up as best he could, but there's still an element of, you know, people made the choices to get to where they are.
The way he was talking to them was the way his mom explained why he killed her mom.
I don't think so. I disagree.
He said it was for the. It was. What did his mom say? What did she tell him? What did mother tell him?
Mm-hmm.
It was for your best interest. Smashing his mom in the head was for his best interest. That's what basically he was telling them.
I don't think it's fair to say basically.
I brought you to this island.
You're just reducing it to its most bare form and then comparing it to something else.
Well, what else?
You're taking away the actual content of what he was saying.
What Jacob has done this whole time. Why did the others take the kids? Because they believed they would be better without their parents.
Well, see, but we don't know if the others, Ben's others, were really part of Jacob's people or was already influenced by Man in Black.
I think after the backstory, I'm convinced it was.
Because here's the thing. When Ben was taken into the temple and healed, his innocence was lost.
Right.
Much like Saeed and whatever happened, you know, the darkness maybe consumed Ben. So maybe from that point then he was, you know, in Man in Black's back pocket.
And I say all this saying that their lives, yes, was better after they came to the island.
Exactly. So
except for the ones that died.
Mm-hmm.
And that's my problem.
But see, but their lives were better. I think mostly everybody's lives were better even when they died, except for the ones that died instantaneously.
Yeah.
Or, you know, shortly after arriving on the island.
Just a little pawn in a little game.
But, you know, I mean, if you think about it, though.
A little game piece.
I think every character that we've come to know and love on the island has had some form of closure, bettering their lives before they died.
All right. Like I said, I'm saying there's no right or wrong.
Aside from John Locke, I think every other person.
Well, I think John Locke will have his ultimate redemption. I think he's going to walk.
I'm not even going to get into that one. But would you be honest, though? Like, I think everybody's character, they grew. They developed. And
yeah.
They changed their lives
They were put in a pressure situation, and they reacted, they overcame. Like I said, there's no right or wrong here. You can argue, you can say, I would be happy with that. I'm saying I wouldn't be happy. And that's been my point from day one. And I think after you see Jacob's backstory, I'm less likely to agree that he was right for bringing these people without a choice to the island.
He did give them a choice.
No, he didn't.
He did.
If you
He didn't take them with his hands.
If he would have
stick them on the plane crashed it.
He brings them to the island.
Yes, by, you know, recruiting and influencing their lives, but in the end, they still have to make their own decisions.
Here's what I say. He come up to me and say, okay, this is the deal. I have this island.
It's free will.
A lot of crazy stuff going on there, okay? And this is your choice. You could die if I decide, okay, you know what? I'm game. My life could improve. I'm for it. I want to be the candidate. No problem.
Mm-hmm.
The ones that were dragged, like I said.
Nobody was dragged there by their feet. Nobody was. Like, people still made the choices to end up to be on Oceanic 815. They still made choices.
Knowing that the plane was going to be 1,000 miles off course?
No, but they made choices to end up where they were. It's like you're saying, sure, that person didn't murder the guy, but he made choices to be around people that would incriminate him in being the murderer. people make choices in life, and there's consequences for the choices.
All right. All right, we can agree to disagree.
Okay. Anything else, Jack? Having trouble over there?
You know, I have one more, but I really... It's something about Desmond and rules, but I can't read the rest of the writing.
It is interesting, though. I'm excited because Desmond definitely knows something.
Oh, yeah.
And I can't wait to find out
Desmond's
what he knows.
Desmond's been the key. Eloise told him that. Desmond's been the key. And it's nice to see Desmond, you know, here is again, I'm disagreeing with myself. Came to that island against his will, and he's become a better person. Now, I think he's got to make the ultimate sacrifice.
But, you know, the choices he made in his life did end him up there. I mean, he was the one that bailed out on Penny in the first place, and then he had to go win her back. Well, if he just would have proposed her in the first place, he wouldn't have been in that situation.
They were telling us yesterday when Widmore said to Manlock, I don't want you to kill my daughter. He goes, well, I will kill Penny if you don't help me. They're telling us right there that Desmond's going to have to kill him to save Penny.
Mm-hmm.
At least that's what I think.
But, you know, it's really funny, like, how people can get really upset that they think they didn't plan it from the beginning. But, I mean, if you really look at it, a lot of this stuff is tying together.
Well, I said three days ago after the episode, that I don't care if they did or not. I enjoyed what they did. But
would you agree that they did? I think they did. Looking at it, I think they did.
I think they did. Did they have everything planned out? No.
No, but I think the major points.
And to hold them to that is crazy. I know I'm sugarcoating everything and being a homer, but no, how can you hold it? Sometimes they see something that's not working, they changed it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they saw Nick and Paula when they brought them in, it wasn't working. Okay, we're going to kill them off.
But I think the major points about the series.
Right.
If you look back on it now, I mean, we haven't seen the last episode, but if you look back at it now, just from what we've seen, it seems to all be tying it together quite nicely.
And we've had a few emails, people still complain that there's questions out there.
There's going to be questions.
But we've been telling you from day one, they're not going to answer everything, and we're still debating. Like the whole Jacob, you know, like you're on the side, Jacob did it for the right reason. I'm saying, well, I get what he did, but I'm not 100% behind him. Nothing wrong with that. We're just debating it. And that's what the best thing about this show is. And like I said, even the Across the Sea where people, I hate that episode. Still, we're debating. And we had well over 600 emails, so somebody must have liked it. Of course, 250 are probably hate emails.
Oh, man. All right. So, Jack.
Next on Lost?
You ready for Next on Lost?
Yes. Did you forget what it was?
No, I was just waiting for you to say something. But you didn't say anything. I was hoping you would.
What was I supposed to say?
I don't know. Something. All right, here we go.
Next on Lost. Next on Lost. The TV show. Next on Lost. Next on Lost. Maybe it's next week. Maybe it's in a couple days. Next on Lost. Lost on Lost.
All right, it's next on Lost time, and it may contain spoilers. Actually, there's minor, it's just the title, right?
Yeah, it's just the episode title, because as of right now, which is kind of earlier than we usually record this podcast, there is no episode description or guest stars or anything like that. But the episode title is...
Let me guess. The Beginning. Am I right?
You're about 180% wrong.
Oh, well, you know what? I'm always wrong.
It's actually titled The End.
This is the end, like the Doors song they had a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, the trailer for this episode was very eerie.
Yeah, I thought it was the
people. Did you find out if that was her?
No, I can't find out. I can't figure out if it's her or not. I thought it was the girl from Poltergeist, not the little girl, but
the lady,
the exorcist lady, whatever she was
mm-hmm.
in Poltergeist. Scared me. Had bad dreams. Never went swimming for a while. Oh, my God. I'm sorry. Spoiler alert for people haven't seen that.
Thanks.
When they're building the pool, there's a lot of dead people there.
Is that what it was? Like the pool was an Indian burial ground or something like that?
Yeah, it was buried over some... it was the whole housing project was built over a burial ground.
Mm-hmm.
Scary.
But it's titled The End. And... So what do you think is going to happen, Jack? Why don't we make our final predictions here before...
I think that Jacob, like I said, I think Man in Black's going to die.
Okay.
I think he has to die because if he gets off and he's going around revenge killing and stuff like that, which I think that was the ultimate, not the whole world was going to end. I think that he's going to revenge... There's just not enough time for that.
Okay.
That would be a whole nother season. So I think
Well, if you stop him from doing it, he can't do it.
Well, I'm saying he's going to die.
Okay.
He's going to die. I think that the Flash sideways, they'll remember that they were on the island, but their lives will be better for being off the island. So Jacob ultimately was correct in what he did.
Okay.
That he was that he was correct in what he did, that they are, their lives are better.
Mm-hmm.
I just think that's the way it's going to end. Or they, if they all, because is the world going to end? No.
It could. That'd be interesting.
I mean, Jacob has done one thing successful. He did end Heroes. So I'm kidding, of course. I'm kidding. I know people like Heroes.
Oh, man. Joking. All right. So, okay. So alternate timeline. What do you think is going to happen at the end? How is that going to be concluded?
At the concert, Hurley will be with Libby.
Okay.
Jack will be with his son, and his ex-wife will come walking
up. Who do you think his ex-wife is?
A lot of people, I think it's going to be Juliet.
I think it's going to be Sarah.
I'm saying no, it won't be Sarah.
Okay.
In fact, I'm going to guarantee it.
I know why you're guaranteeing it, but I don't think that's a good enough reason.
I'm guaranteeing it.
Okay.
So, that's what, and I think that, you know, Hurley will be happy. And we love Hurley, so we want to be happy. I think Ben will be with Rousseau. The only problem is I see friction down the line if she remembers what he did.
So do you think...
I think John Locke will walk again.
Do you think everyone's going to be there? Do you think the Boones, the Shannons, all of them are going to be there? The Walt, the Michaels?
I don't see how Walt could be there.
It's true.
I mean, I've seen him. He's
the Roses, the Bernards.
I think Rose and Bernard will be there. I think, I don't know about Shannon. We haven't seen her all season, so I don't know if she would be there. I think Desmond obviously will be there. Claire will be there. I think Claire should have, I think there better be some helicopter, because people are going to be upset if there's no Claire. Seriously.
So that's going to be part of the concert, is a helicopter breaks through the ceiling. And
well, it could be an outdoor concert.
Mm-hmm.
Don't know.
So you think most people are going to be there. How do you think it's going to conclude, though? That's storyline.
The music playing, there'll be some cheerful music playing, and we'll be seeing our losties, you know, hugging. And I think the song, something's going to happen with the music that they're going to remember that they were on this island. It's all going to come back to them.
Uh-huh.
I don't know if that's going to be an ending that people are going to like. I could be way off. I've been way off a lot. But I think there has to be some happy conclusion after all this.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people have sacrificed, as we've said before. A lot of people have died for this cause. There needs to be a happy ending.
Okay. So you think the...
I'm going with...
So the, in the end, the flash sideways, you think, is what happens after whatever happens on the island?
Whatever happened on the island.
And this is just the happy ending?
I don't see it, because at this point, Jack's committed to stay on the island.
But see,
how do the others get off the island... If everything has been...
But here's the thing, though, is I at first is like, yeah, it's an epilogue. That's probably how... But whatever Desmond's cooking up is going to be a big twist. It's going to be a big twist. I can tell you, it's going to be a big twist.
No, I've said I could be wrong.
I can almost guarantee it's going to be a big twist. It's going to be... They've been setting up a season 3 finale for this entire season, in my opinion.
And you know what? I hope I'm wrong about it. I want something that's just...
I think the Flash sideways has been one giant snake in a mailbox. And we're going to find out in the last episode.
So that everything that happened off the island has just been...
Don't know. I don't know what it's going to do, but it's going to be a giant snake in the mailbox that'll make us go,
just a dream.
Oh my God.
Just a dream going...
No, not just a dream. No.
Or just a fantasy?
No, nothing like that. But it's going to be a nice twist, though.
I would love nothing more... Then we got to go back, Kate. But I don't know that kind of twist.
Yeah, like a twist, big twist.
Big twist like that where I'm like going, huh? Where I don't know. That's why I'm so worried about being spoiled.
Yeah.
Because I don't want to know.
Yeah, exactly.
That's why I'm glad we only have a few more days. Well, today's mm-hmm. Friday. So I only have two more days.
But so yeah, it's just there's a lot of possibilities with that. Okay, so island conclusion. It's pretty much set up. What do you think's going to happen?
I think Jack dies.
Okay, so what do you think about Desmond? What do you think about... Locke wants to use Desmond to destroy the island, and Jack knows where the light source is now, and he knows that he has to protect it from Man in Black.
Jack's going to be that guy you said earlier who falls on the grenade.
Okay.
I think Desmond will also be the one to fall on the grenade. I think they're both going to die.
Okay.
I think Hurley's going to die.
Okay.
And I think Sawyer...
I have a gut feeling. Like, I think Jack's staying. I don't think he's going to die, but I have a gut feeling that Hurley's going to take over because Jack gets killed. That was my gut feeling last night.
I think that it's going to end up being Sawyer and Kate.
Okay.
And that people are saying, well, okay, if Sawyer say Sawyer becomes the next, or whatever happens, they'll make, they'll, she'll, if she, if Kate becomes the next Jacob, she'll do to Sawyer what Jacob did to Richard, give him, he'll live for eternity, not age and stuff like that. So yeah, they can live on that island and not age.
Because that's the thing, too, is like if Jack stays, I wonder if like Hurley, like, you know.
And if Jack, if Jack stay. Does live, it doesn't die, he'll do that to Kate.
Mm-hmm.
Kate's staying on the island. Kate's not going anywhere.
I don't know. She knows there's a kid out there.
I know she knows there's a kid out
needs
there.
Needs Karen. Oh, here's a question. What about Claire?
Wow.
And what about Miles? I mean, these are all, I think, ace in the holes.
Well, do they live on the island until they die?
What's their significance?
Nothing. At this point...
You don't think there's anything left? What about Richard? I think he's alive.
I think Richard's dead.
You think he's dead?
If you watch it again, he goes right for his throat again. And he flings him in through the woods. I don't know how he could survive.
But the thing that Jacob promised him is that he wouldn't die. He'd never have to die.
Until he was ready to die. Right?
No, I think because Richard didn't want to go to hell.
That's true.
And he said... But then Jacob couldn't promise that.
He could.
So he promised him that he'd never have to die.
He could be alive, but I'm saying he's dead.
Okay. I think there's still purpose left for Richard.
I hope so, because I love his character, but
mm-hmm.
we haven't seen him in the Flash sideways, have we? We probably wouldn't, since he's...
No, yeah, because he would have just lived out a normal life, maybe died.
Yeah, it's true.
In the early 1900s.
Yeah. No antibiotics back then and stuff. Wow, that's tough.
So, you know, I think overall, I think there's just so many exciting elements, and I can't wait to see what happens. And Jack, here's one last crackpot theory for me. I think that Rose works for Dharma.
You know, wouldn't it be great if she just came walking out in her Dharma jumpsuit? Even if she wasn't working for Dharma, they just ran out of clothes.
Uh-huh.
And they found that...
What if it's in the Flash sideways world? She was like, you know, part of the Dharma initiative.
You'll hear cheering from whatever section I'm in. Told you!
Oh, man. So, it's exciting. I'm really excited. I can't wait.
Like I said, I hope it's something that I have no idea. I just hope it's the biggest twist. And I'm like going, wow, didn't mm-hmm. see that coming.
Yeah.
And I think, at this point, I think it's going to be hard to do.
Mm-hmm.
But... they've done it before. I think, well, we'll see.
We'll have to see. All right, Jack, you ready to get some listener feedback?
Yes.
All right, here we go.
Listener feedback.
All right, listener feedback time. Got some emails and phone calls to get into. So, Jack, what do you say we start off with the emails?
Do it, officer.
All right, here we go. This one's called The Road to Hell. All right.
It leads through Raleigh.
After watching episode What They Died For, I have a few theories. But I'll only share one that I'm particularly fond of here. The explanation that Jacob gave for picking the candidates he picked was more or less that they were all lost loners and generally had lives that were not turning out the way they wanted due to circumstances and bad choices. Okay, fair enough. However, I think that the alternate universe has given us a glimpse into what would have been and implicitly tells us about Jacob's logic and benevolence. What I mean is we have a universe now where these characters never knew Jacob's influence directly by touching them or indirectly. The ripple effects that happened due to the island sinking back in the 1970s. But here's the thing and the problem. We don't know if this is because of that atomic bomb. And that's why I think these theories are kind of lost.
Hydrogen bomb.
The hydrogen bomb.
We don't know.
Because people that were on the island at the time when that exploded are off the island. And fine.
Well, this whole thing about Jacob, too. I may, after 2.5 hours, go, ah.
But here's, I mean, because if Ben's life was different before the bomb even went off, see what I'm saying?
Yeah, we're not going to know. Really, we're obviously not going to know until the final.
In this world, everyone is either better off or has some sense of purpose that was lacking in the verse where Jacob plucked them. So my thesis, I guess, is that while Jacob did pluck these people from the lines without purpose, it was his influence to begin with that caused their lives to be that way. This paints a very road to hell is paved with good intentions picture of Jacob. And now that we found out last year that he's more human, fallible, and uninformed than we thought for years before this, it seems that their screwed up lives were a result of self-fulfilling prophecy. Interestingly enough, from the title of this episode, I still don't get a real sense of what they died for. To me, what they died for was to prevent the death of the entire world.
But that's just Jacob telling them that.
But I believe in Jacob.
I don't think it's the death of the entire world. I think it's just their loved ones. I don't think all mankind will die if Manilock.
But that's what they've said this whole time. Why do you not believe it?
Because I, going back to watch certain scenes, I just don't. I'm not a big believer in Jacob. I just, he's made mistakes. Like the email said, he's more human-like than a god-like. He's made mistakes.
But I think it's fairly obvious if this island is lost or destroyed or whatever, I think it'd have severe implications on the world as a whole.
We'll see. We have problems over there.
To me, this information would be the last piece needed to lend credibility to Jacob's motivations. I have so much more I want to chat about. This is one of those points I felt wasn't as obvious. I know you guys have a lot to read through, so I'll stop here. Thanks, Ryan.
Like, at this point, I could go either way with it.
Uh-huh.
Like, so I do see that their lives are better.
You know, you're not taking a side. I get it.
No, I am taking a side. I've said openly that I don't like you. I think anyone can go back and check the tape that I don't like you. Jay and Zoe. Is there something I don't know? Something that maybe I shouldn't read this one? Does Colleen still listen to the podcast?
Oh, God. Come on.
It says right here, Jay and Zoe.
Fine. All right.
I didn't make this up. Was just listening to you guys wondering about why one of the callers thinks Jay was happy to see Zoe die. And I didn't remember this. I remember in last week's Friday podcast when Jay was reading out Zoe's name and guest stars during the Next on Lost segment, he said, I wish they'd kill her off. His wish was granted. So did you say that?
I guess I did say that. I guess I did.
Wow.
Look at me. I'm like...
I don't remember that.
I have better crackpot theory skills than you do.
Well, you're just wishing people to die. That's anti... Who are you, Jacob? The anti-Jacob? You DWG?
Am I wishing, Man in Black?
Man in Black? You're wishing people would die?
No, I think Man in Black's a more hands-on person in that. He doesn't wish people would die. He just kills them.
Well, he was provoked. Zoe yeah. started talking with that one. Shut up!
This one's titled Desmond the Rule Breaker.
I did like how when he sat down next to Ben, after Ben offered him some lemonade, first thing he does is pull out that knife, trying to intimidate Ben, and Ben didn't flinch.
No.
And he didn't give him his lemonade either.
Jay and Jack. Final thought and theory before the finale. Desmond showed his importance in the alternate world in last night's episode, What They Died For, as he manipulated our beloved Losties. My theory is that he became like Jacob in Man in Black when he turned the fail-safe switch. He was bathed in light but did not die. In that episode, he left the island temporarily to an ideal existence with Penny, just like that the alt-verse seems to be functioning now. Seems like this theory is borne out by his resistance to magnetism, his ability to transfer consciousness through time, and why he was so important to bring back the island. I think, as he is showing, he will bring the two storylines together and affect the final outcome because he has changed. He was changed by the light outside the rules. Thanks so much for the podcast. You have added a lot to the Lost community in my experience watching Lost. Looking forward to doing the rewatch to see how it all fits together. I think you should still do crackpot theories. It would be hilarious. Carl from Jamestown, New York.
Now, is Desmond doing all this so he can have his love of his life, Penny, in his life?
Well, he already had her.
Well, not right now, though. Not in the alternate world.
We don't know. I mean, yes, I think that's probably one of his main motivations, but we don't know for sure yet. We just don't know.
Right. There's going to be There's going to be some tears shed on
yes,
sir, Sunday.
It is. Yes, sir, it is.
David's mom is from Robin. So I thought that we'd see David's mom last night, and I think we did see David's mom. She was collecting $125,000.
Give it up, old man.
God, that'd been so sweet. I kept waiting the whole episode, too. Oh, well, what are you going to do? I totally thought it would be Anna Lucia. I'm so glad she's not. My prediction is that his mom is Juliet. She'll be at the concert, and somehow Sawyer will arrive there too, and that's how they'll meet.
Aww. And then they'll have their coffee.
Yeah. And Jack's gonna be looking over going, that's what he's gonna remember why he hates Sawyer. What do you think?
Maybe. It's a good possibility.
Poor Jack.
This one is titled Crackpot Theory.
Now, why were they happy it wasn't Anna Lucia? Can't Anna Lucia have some happiness?
She did. She's got $125,000. That looks like a boatload of happiness
to
me.
How do you explain? Okay, you're carrying you're taking the prisoners to the county, mm-hmm. right? Transferring them. How do you explain they're no longer there? How does she get out of that one? There was no hit me in the face or punch.
Slip a couple thousand here or there and take care of it.
You keep giving 1,000 here, you keep people quiet. Suddenly, the $125,000 is gone.
It's down to like 119K. I think
it's worse than that. Should have been like, here, hit me in the face.
She could probably do that herself. She's pretty hardcore. So here's my crackpot theory. Jack is now the protector of the island, but I don't think he will end up doing it alone. I think Kate will join Jack on the island, both of them serving as protectors, with Sun Jin and Claire possibly dying, and Kate's need to be mother for kids with who lost their parents. Jack and Kate will raise Ji-Yun and Aaron on the island, grooming them to be eventual protectors. This will be different from mother raising Jake with Manbeck, since now there will be a stable family system raising Ji-Yun and Aaron, breaking the chain of broken families the Lost Seas came from. Unlikely and probable, but you never know. Great show, guys. Keep it up for at least one more episode.
I was just thinking, what if Widmore ordered a rescue helicopter to come in before he died? And Claire takes Claire off the island.
Then wasn't there Aaron was supposed to be on the helicopter too? So maybe Aaron's there.
Maybe Aaron's born within the next 2.5 hours.
Not born.
No, Aaron's. That's true. I forgot about that. She's pregnant off island. Aaron's flying the helicopter because he's so special. Remember, he was supposed to be special in the beginning. So Aaron is the goob is flying the helicopter.
I want juice box.
Juice box.
Oh, man. All right.
He's flying the helicopter. He's got a juice box in one hand, the controls in the other hand, flying into combat.
Here we go.
It's my turn. Magical water.
Oh, it is.
Okay. Magical island water. This is from Lauren. Hi, Jay and Jack. I always thought that it was strange that Dr. Jack was always revive people or take care of sick people by giving them drinks of water in the early seasons. Do you think there is more to the water, or is it only special when Jacob recites a spell over it? Thanks for the podcast.
I think it's more like that because in Catholicism, the sacramental wine is just wine until it's actually blessed, and then it's the blood.
I would say so, too, because Anna Lucia drank. Everyone's been drinking water, and a lot of people have died.
Yeah.
So I would say no.
This one's titled, What They Died For. Hello, Jane, Jack. I love your podcast, and email you all before Loss is over. I loved last night's episode. I just had a few things to point out. After Ben gets beaten up by Desmond again, which is always good to see, I'm not even going to lie, he has to get patched up by the nurse that was messing around with the principal from Dr. Linus.
Oh, forgot about that.
Then she screws up his title, man that had to sting for sideways Ben to get his Napoleon complex rubbed in his face every chance they get. Somebody doesn't like Ben in this email here.
Or they don't like Napoleon.
My main issue with the episode was that whole Kate's name being crossed off. If Kate's name is crossed off due to her being a mother, that makes makes sense for Littleton crossed off because Claire wasn't alone due to her being a mother.
Right.
Then how come Quan wasn't crossed off because both of them were married and had a daughter?
Right.
They shouldn't have been candidates, and therefore what they died for was nothing. I was just a little fed because I love Sun Jin. But here's the thing. Kate became a mother, and she was the only person there for Aaron. Ji-Yun had a support structure around her grandparents. Well, and also,
don't say the grandpa because the grandpa's he's a jerk.
And Sun was there too. And so we don't know which Quan it was. It could have probably well been.
I thought yesterday he confirmed it was both Jin and Sun.
Did he say that?
He said that.
Okay.
Well, right. I think Kate asked him and he said he kind of looked guilty that they died. If you watch Jacob's face again, he does put his head down.
Well, I don't think he wants people to die.
No, I don't think he does either.
Nobody wants someone to die, except for Man in Black, apparently. But so anyway, I apologize for the super long email, my rambling. Can't wait to see what you have in store for the podcast. Have fun at your Lost Party. Sincerely, Liz.
All right. I'll try to have fun. Oh, I forgot to announce. You people come to the get-together? Get-together Saturday on the Omni. Michael Purcell called me today. They have a special drink.
Do they now?
It's called the Tidal Wave.
The Tidal Wave.
It's going to be specially made for the Lost fans there on
Saturday.
On Saturday, it's called. Ask for the. I don't know what's in it. He doesn't know what's in it.
Is that part of the Tequila Revolution?
I don't know.
Okay.
It's called the Tidal Wave. Sounds refreshing though. Nothing better than a good Tidal Wave.
It sounds like soap or something.
Stubborn stains. Get this
drink. Or it's going to make my mouth feel minty and fresh.
Well, I don't know if it's potent. You want to stay away from Jay and glass bottles because Jay will break them.
You break one glass and you get labeled for life.
Just Jacob didn't help Jay. He's defending Jacob, but he never helped him.
Uh-huh. All right.
All right, Jacob's joke speech. This one's from Daniel. Not Jack, from Daniel.
Okay.
Jacob's speech was a letdown. First, is it fair that most of the people on the plane died? I mean, was everyone on the plane flawed? Next, Jacob still hasn't actually said how DWG will destroy the Earth. Also, the Kwans were parents, yet they were crossed off.
Weren't crossed off.
Weren't crossed off. Then the two things are, we got great redemption episodes from Ben, which we now know means Jack. Finally, if Jack is the new Jacob, then his son will never be born, which I think is sad. Have you seen the kid?
Well, here's you can't say that Ben's redemption means Jack because you don't know what he's doing yet.
I didn't. Again, this was Daniel.
I'm just saying.
You're yelling at me.
I'm just saying. Man. You don't know if his I mean, if the last episode airs and he stays on Man in Black's side and helps them kill everybody, then you can say his redemption means Jack. But you can't say that till it's all. You can't say his redemption means Jack until it's all over.
I'm going to be wishy-washy here in the end. Like I said, I still think that the people dying in the plane was sad. I think everything happened.
But like Eloise said, when it's your time to go, it's your time to go.
Yeah, but that's Eloise. She's a crazy old lady.
She seems to know what's going on most of the time.
Because she stole the book. She killed her son. I've never killed my son, so hold on a second. I've never shot my own child.
You've come close.
I felt like doing it, but I've never done it. So are we supposed to believe the woman that shot her own son?
It was by accident.
And then stole the book and said, oh, now I know the future. Mm. I can go bet on baseball games and make lots of money.
Yeah.
And then start this whole thing in Vegas. Whole casino.
That sounds like the plot to Back to the Future Part 2.
They must have had it planned from the beginning. No, I think in the end, it's going to prove that Jacob was correct in what he did. I just don't always like the method in which he did it. Mm-hmm. I think that's safe to say.
So you're like against World War One and Two too?
No, I'm not against World War Two.
I'm practically actually, the same thing.
I'm against war. Obviously, it's a bad. If you watch Pacific or Band of Brothers, how anyone can sit there and go, "War's a great thing."
Yeah, it's not.
It's horrible, and what men and women go through. It's just I can't imagine.
If people could just sit down and talk, you know,
sit down and talk, but they can't. Because like on this podcast, people use simple podcast. People sit there and light you up for something because you disagree with what they say.
Yeah.
Because we have a difference of opinion. Why can't we all disagree that we don't all think alike?
Watch Battlestar Galactica. Read history. Humans make the same mistakes over and over and over.
I agree because people can't check their egos at the door and say, hey,
yeah.
I hear what you're saying. I just don't necessarily agree with what you're saying.
Yeah.
But I'm going to punch you in the face.
But to me, it's the same. To me, it's the same as World War II. You had to stop Hitler.
And I agree. But people, you can't sit there and say the people that, like FDR, when he sent the troops to war, he did it for the right reasons. But you can't say the people that lost a loved one in the war who don't necessarily agree with war and hate him for their loved one dying, you can't say they're wrong for hating FDR.
Oh, I'm not saying they're wrong.
That's my whole point.
I'm not saying they're wrong. I'm just saying...
That's what I'm saying.
You're saying that you don't agree with his... You don't agree that bringing those people there was...
See, because I look at myself, I could never be president of the United States. I could never send anyone to war. I couldn't do it. I couldn't sleep at night.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just saying for myself, I couldn't send anybody to war.
Yeah.
I couldn't, even if it was for the right reason, I couldn't make that decision.
But I'm just saying you don't agree with the decision to bring people to the island for the greater good.
As of right now, no. I'm saying it turned out.
But that's again, you don't believe that Man in Black poses a great threat to
No, I think it's a threat to the people that are going against him. I think once he was off the island, he might have.
Then why go through all that trouble just for a couple people he has vengeance against? That seems kind of.
Well, because it seems like he's protecting the people that were on the list. But they would, you know what?
Really, because they all died except for four of them.
He wouldn't have to protect them if they weren't on the list, right?
Yeah, but I see. That's I think where your theory is flawed.
See, Jacob made the mistake. Jacob admitted yesterday he created this problem. He made the mistake.
Okay, but then why go through all this trouble just to protect a select amount of people?
I don't know.
See, that's where I think it makes sense, and it brings validity to his
point.
Oh,
you could be right, but as of now, I'm thinking, okay, he just said, because he said it with Widmore, when Man in Black is given his word, he's pretty much kept his word, for the most part.
He's never really had to keep his word.
Well, because people
have... They all died.
Because people have gone against him. I think for the most part, when he
lied to Claire.
Well, who hasn't lied to Claire?
I mean, I don't think I haven't
poor
seen
poor Claire has been dumped and left behind.
I haven't seen one deal that Man in Black has kept.
What deals has Ben kept? What deals did John Locke keep?
What deals did John Locke make?
He made deals with people. Then he went behind people's backs and did things.
I don't think he made deals with anybody.
Well, he did things that were not on the up and up. Let's just say that everyone
on the show has done that.
Everyone is flawed.
Yeah, exactly. No one's perfect.
Well,
except you, according to you.
I am. I'm just perfect. You ask me, I'll tell you.
Oh, man. All right, Jack, you ready to get in some phone calls since we've already been going about an hour now?
Is it an hour now?
Yeah.
Get out of here. That's crazy.
All right, here we go.
Hey, guys. We ran out of time to try and get as many phone calls in as possible because Jack had to leave to L.A. early. So we're going to save the phone calls and play those next week. So see you guys Saturday and Sunday. Bye.
All right, guys, that is our show for this Friday.
Yay!
If you'd like to give us a call at 206-309-0311.
Call any time.
That's 206-309-0311. Call any time with your
lost comments, or theories. Here, I'm trying to help you, and I screwed it up.
I know, jeez.
All right, okay, you know what? That just proves...
We made it this far, and it can't still...
That just proves that I'm not... It just proves that I'm not perfect. I'm a flawed human being.
Send us an email to lostpodcast@gmail.com. Once again, it's lostpodcast@gmail.com.
And if you didn't hear earlier, we're probably going into email silence right now because it's
too dangerous.
Can't take a chance, guys.
Also, you can Twitter us or follow us on Twitter at twitter.com/jandjack. Was that twitter.com/jandjack?
Or crackpotjack for all your important information.
Like if you want to be spoiled. Also,
you say Jack cries one time and you're labeled for life. You're labeled as a spoiler for the rest of your life.
You are.
Really, is that fair? I mean,
nope, but
hold on a second. Jacob makes a mistake. Jacob openly admits a mistake, and here you're defending him. I say Jack cries. Did anyone die from that?
Because you think you're perfect, so it's just fun to rub
it
in.
Did anyone answer yes or no? Did anyone die from me saying Jack cries?
I'm not sure.
That we know of. But has anyone's life been
improved? I don't know that. Some person who got like really upset and like drove his car off the side of the road. You don't know.
You know, it's true. I don't know. I don't know. They could have been reading their BlackBerry while they're driving.
Because it was like, oh, Jack tweeted something. Let me check this. I need to check. You just killed somebody, Jack. I hope you're happy.
All right, you know what? I'm as bad as Jake. I'm now on the side Jacob did it for the right, because I can't make their lives better.
Oh,
at man. Least Jacob has that chance to make their lives better by putting them through hell.
All right.
I guess sometimes you have to get to the bottom. You have to be your lowest before you can come rise to the top, I guess.
So we want to do a live podcast after the party, but it I don't know the full details yet. We might do a little something. It won't be like our full-fledged like post-episode podcast. We might have to do that. We'll still do our normal Wednesday show and Friday show for the foreseeable future.
The only problem, though, is I'm not back until Thursday.
So the audio quality might not be as good, but we'll still put something out there.
All right.
We'll get something done.
We'll get something done, and then when I get back to Raleigh, I think that Thursday, we could probably put it up that night. We'll just do it, because you're out of school, right?
Yeah, well,
we can do it Thursday morning, and then we can...
Yeah,
I'm back Wednesday night, so we can do it Thursday morning, and we'll get it up that day, Thursday the 27th.
So be on the lookout for our stuff. We will be putting up our normal content. We're keeping the same schedule as long as we can still talk about this episode. So we're going to be keeping up our Friday schedule.
As long as you guys are sending us information...
And after this final episode, we're going to have plenty of stuff to talk about. So look for that. Keep listening. Don't think we're done after next week, because we're not. And we have our normal Comic-Con coverage, and after that, we're going to be doing our Lost Rewatch.
Lost Rewatch! Is that going to be a song?
Maybe. Maybe. We'll see.
I apologize ahead of time.
So, and the Lost Rewatch will go after
maybe
that.
Maybe Jacob could have taken you and... Need you a better songwriter.
And the Lost Rewatch will take out the rest of the Lost Podcast with Jay and Jack.
Sad, it's almost over.
I think we got about another year and a half, actually, with the Lost Rewatch.
I'm tired. I'm done.
You're done. You're done after today.
I'm done after today. Just getting that party situated. Oh, my gosh.
But it's going to be a blast.
Every time you think you have it worked out, someone throws a wrench into it.
And again, if you couldn't make it to the party, really try and get there for... the meetup on Saturday.
You're gonna get a. There's a gonna be a special drink called the Tidal Wave.
Remember, it starts at 6. We're probably gonna be there around 7 to 8, but our time is allotted from 6 to when we decide to go home. But we want to see as many people there as possible, because we've said it before.
And don't forget about the final poster you could buy too.
Yes, you can buy that final poster at jandjackstore.ecrater.com.
There's Jay and Jack shirts.
And you get those at shopseminate.com. But, you know, so we want to see as many people there as possible, because, you know what, we love you, and we wouldn't be where we are today without you.
No. And that is a fact that we can't even argue.
Yeah. As much as Jack likes to think he's perfect.
That's something I can't even it's not even debatable.
All right, everybody. We'll see you on Sunday for the last podcast.
Oh, wow. The final Sunday. And, hey, guys, don't spoil anyone on Twitter.
Seriously, I mean, don't. Just don't do it.
I mean, the emails, I'm going to have to stop because we got a couple today. I was like, are you kidding me? So yeah. It's.
Oh, also, I've been told that Michael Emerson in the last part of the, or in the Comic News Insider, gives slightly spoilery information.
Is that where he says Jacob is bad?
So if you want to, you know, hold back.
I was kidding about that.
On that interview until after Sunday, just to be on the safe side. Just so you know. All right. I think that's about it, Jack.
I think that's it.
We'll see you guys Sunday. Hasta luego and goodbye.
Bye.